This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. This is the third part of a four-part conversation with John Trivers from Marketing Wit and Wisdom. John's a columnist with Floor Covering Weekly and a popular speaker around the floor covering industry. We're talking about Home Depot and some of the low-price promotions that they've been running in their floor covering departments. Well, you know, there's an awful lot of very, very successful and prominent retailers, or I should say merchants, at Home Depot. It's sort of surprising they've taken this tack, isn't it?
Well, it just shows you how bad the business is for them. And that they just, what they said is, we're afraid if we don't reintroduce ourselves as being a good carpet retailer, we'll lose them forever. That's total BS, okay? I mean, you know, the person who bought the stuff isn't going to come back. Well, they might, but the real thing is that they've reintroduced themselves at a $99 thing, which is fake unto itself, okay? It's too low, number one, and then when you add all the stuff, you realize it's not $99. So it hurts them two ways. It's a low-ball way, and then there's all of these add-ons, which are not add-ons. For the last 6 years they've been selling installed carpet, they've never added on these things, okay? They've given them a price of $1 a square foot, and it included these things.
Uh-huh.
So I think they're being, you know, penny wise and pound foolish. They're doing something short term. Yes, they got better business. I'm sure they did. But I think the long term price is far worse than the short term gain.
It seems like it. Have you seen anything happening over at Lowe's that tells you they're doing a whole lot better job?
Well, no, and Lowe's was hurt. There's no doubt about it. And Lowe's, I think, admitted to it, or Home Depot said they should have admitted to it, that the 2 months that Home Depot did the $99, Lowe's carpet sales have slowed down dramatically. So they bought business. I mean, they got business. But doing it for free is no achievement. And that's really what they've done. And, of course, they know it because now they're at $199 and all of these things still added on. So it's and that's still not even the right price. But I'm sure that their most recent thing at $199 is met with indifference by the customers. Would you wait around for the $99 one if you missed it but knew about it?
Yeah.
I think so. And so I think they've created a problem for themselves, and we'll see how they sort it out.
So that pretty much means that the departments, the floor covering departments at Home Depot, are pretty much the same as they've been all along.
Yes.
No changes.
Well,
they've
got some more. They said they brought, 46 carpet lines in. And see, they're testing in different markets, different concepts of labor and everything else. They say they know how to do it right, which is to say to the customer, here is the job, and it's $3,412, and that's it, and not nickel and diamond with all these add-ons. So they were testing that before the $99 thing, and they're right. The better they can bundle their pricing, whether it's a floor covering store or Home Depot, the better you can say, here, it's $4,000 and we do everything. You'll not have a problem. We'll take care of everything for you. That simplifies. Simplicity is such a big word. It simplifies for the customer the purchase decision. So the chairman said in the market that they were testing this concept of bundling their carpet install pricing, they saw higher margin and better sales. And then 1 month later, they offered nationally the $99 thing. So obviously, they didn't want to wait for this great epiphany, to be applied to all their other stores, and went to the lowest common denominator, which is to give it away.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Mr. Blake, the new CEO? Less flamboyant guy than his predecessor?
Well, number one, he's bald-headed, so I like him right away. That's an important thing. But you know what? He just seems, from a personal public standpoint, to be very honest and open about the company and what they want done. He answers emails. He really believes that the store people are important, and you know, Mr. Nardelli's arrogance, or at least the perception of his arrogance and always right and never in doubt. I don't think I'm going to buy a Chrysler, but in the future, since that's where he is now as chairman. But I think Blake is just a breath of fresh air and is real down to earth. Even though he's an attorney, even though he was brought in by Nardelli, he's his own guy, and he basically says this: you know what? The way we're going to ultimately grow is organically, i.e., we have to grow from within what we have. After we have so many stores, we need to be so good that we can grow organically, not through acquisitions. And, of course, he's right. The only way you sustain a business is to ultimately gain market share in the town that you're in, not by adding three more stores, but by doing better at what you do in the market you're in. And that's not as sexy, and that's not as, doesn't have the, great impact. But ultimately, that would give Home Depot the kind of growth and sustained profitability which any great company needs to do.
And this new format that's being tested is a way to do that. It's just hard to tell exactly how at this point.
The good thing about them is that no idea is a bad idea, whereas before you were fired, and they're willing to test things to improve the core of their business, which is the orange building, and just to get better at it. And that's and it's interesting at the same time that they're testing something. Sears Roebuck, a company people have forgotten about, is getting back into the floor covering business and testing it in Cincinnati. And again, that's only because the chairman, and basically he owns most of the stock, Edward Lampert, is a hedge fund guy and doesn't know floor covering but thinks they should be in it. Those are all signs that we really have a vibrant industry, but it's been brutal in 2007. It probably will still be crummy for 3-6 months in 2008, and then it will begin to pick up, and when it picks up, it's not if, when it picks up, we're looking at 8 to 10 years.
Okay. So. Now, John, why do you imagine, and you're a former Sears buyer, why do you imagine Sears, who had once been the major player in the floor covering business, got out of it in the first place?
Well, they weren't making money. It was just way too painful. And it's interesting now that Sears is basically, was bought by Kmart, and Edward Lampert is this hedge fund guy. He believes that home services, that is installing of siding and roofing and hot water heaters and washers and dryers and the Sears service repair, is a very important differentiator. And he's right. I mean, it's the core. And so he wants to test floor covering. And he wasn't there when it was dropped. And he knows that floor covering has growth potential, better than most consumer products in the next 10 years, and so he wants to test it. So they're doing it in Cincinnati, and they'll do as he wants. I don't think they're going to be successful. They weren't successful when they had 10% market share, so I don't think customers are going to go there particularly, but it's his money, so he can do as he wants.
Now, this home service business is pretty successful, a very profitable unit, isn't it?
That's what he says, yeah.
You don't believe him?
No. I'm sure it is. But in floor covering, it never was particularly successful, and they were very large, compared to our industry. And now they've been out of it for quite a few years, and they're going to test it in Cincinnati. They're building stores. This is really odd. That the stores are built around rooms, so you have the living room, and I assume you have dresses and suits. I don't know how this thing works, but they're building, or rather, they're using stores, and they're going to create rooms, and they want to have, and they're not going to carry carpet initially. They want to have ceramic, laminate, and wood offered in these different room divisions of which they're selling products. Now, whether that includes apparel, I really don't understand. But so rather than have a drapery department, you'll have draperies for the living room and draperies for the family room and you know, that kind of thing. And so you'd have, you know, laminate shown in the family room and ceramic shown in the kitchen. You know,
so there'll be no floor covering department. There'll just be floor covering shown in these various other settings.
I believe so. That's what they're saying, which, anyhow, that's the concept they're testing. And I don't think the concept will go anywhere, and I don't think floor covering will go anywhere. But they're not serious competition. You know, the floor covering stores need to look at Lumber Liquidators and the Home Depots and be right by them. And Empire, because those are the modern-day competitors to the floor covering store.
Now, Sears said they had, what, no plans to expand this particular concept? Did they say that?
You know, that's like Home Depot. Then what's the point of the test?
Yeah.
It seems like, that you know, it's probably some nice person who, you know, has a some degree in public relations or something on Sears mouthing that stuff. Why would you test in three stores if you had no plan of doing anything with the test?
I see.
So I don't know. That doesn't make much sense.
This will wrap up the third part of a four-part conversation with John Trivers. John's a columnist with Floor Covering Weekly. He's also a well-known speaker around the floor covering industry. We'll air the final part of this conversation tomorrow, and this is Floor Radio.